just try this. Just talk a bit.
So it's about, do you have a theme or something? Or do you have a question you want to talk
gonna,
about?
We're just going to
Don't you want us to get the question out so then we can just go around and answer them?
No, it's really
So what's the basic of the website where this is going to be on? So we have kind of sort of a direction. I can talk about golf, for instance, or we can talk about Amsterdam, or we can talk about the stars and the moon. So
I can't talk about golf.
Where are we going to go?
Well, we were talking about golf.
Yes, I noticed. What's your handicap?
My handicap, I used to.
Why don't we talk about networking events?
Just for a moment.
Just like the benefits of networking.
Hang on, just for a moment. So what's going on?
It's what has really worked. We've been playing around with the idea of just introducing people under our idea, normal conversation, just normal human interaction, just a thing. So that we had no themes, and we've already picked on two or three things. You're saying, okay, well, why don't we talk about the networking? So the only thing I want to ask you to do is just to say who you are, just a name. People did. And what's happened is we're going to publish these on out there, so people recognise local people talking about. It's just interesting what comes out of it, and it literally has got no formats, and it's open, and it's been fantastic fun. So that's what it is. So I'm going to say, literally what I say is something like this. Like, I'm going to say, well, the three of us in the band today, it's the beginning of April, we've had a fantastic weekend, because it's been...
Four people in the band today.
Four people in the band. Four. I tend to keep in the background. So you guys, off you go, you're on.
So what? So okay, that's absolutely fine. So what did you get up to over the weekend then?
We had a beautiful weekend. We went to Seven Sisters at the Peak District.
Seven Sisters, the Matlock Bath.
But we were told to start with who we are. So shall we start with our international guest, Jennifer?
It's taking over. My name is Jennifer van Balkom.
Ladies first.
I am Olga Gaydan, the life and business coach.
And I'm Ed Culver, Sheffield born and bred.
Beautiful.
Always lived here. Well, not always lived here, obviously been away for a little while, but now back here. I'm very happy to be back here.
Mm. And you had a very busy weekend, you said.
Very busy weekend. Mm. Catching up with old army colleagues. So hence, my liver is being a little bit jaded this morning.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Very much so. We went to the races yesterday.
What
point
races?
To point. Can't remember where it was, Egerton or something like that, in Shropshire.
What
racing.
Oh, horse races. Okay,
horse
good.
Racing, yeah. No winners whatsoever. Never mind. In fact, I barely even saw a horse, if I'm being honest.
Then you properly enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, so it was good fun. Yeah, yes. It was really good fun. Yeah.
Excellent.
But now back to work.
Wow.
As
but
always.
That's fun as well, isn't it?
It is. And how long are you over in the UK for?
Just under a week now.
Are you?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you staying here?
Staying where?
You're going to stay in, are you just over for a visit, or are you going to?
Yes, I'm Yes, I'm just here for a week to go and visit Olga.
Yeah.
And I'm on a world tour actually, so it's great to be here and get a look around the area here because I've never been to Sheffield, so that's the very first time actually this morning. And from here on, we're going to go to Glasgow later.
Are you driving to Glasgow?
Yes.
Are you?
Well, Golga's driving. I'm,
well, I'm driving, yes.
So that's good.
But we drove quite a lot so far.
Have you?
From all over the places,
We actually forgot it was Easter. We weren't into that, so we just said, that's a good weekend, just pinpointed. We just totally forgot it was Easter weekend.
And are you going to Glasgow for business as well? Or
yes.
Are you doing some business?
And always pleasure, always. Yeah. Always combined the
of
two.
Of course, very important. Very important.
So that's good.
I'm quite... I've never been. I've only ever been to Glasgow once, actually.
Good.
I think this is fascinating. I spoke to so many British people who never been to even London, and I'm thinking how. I know, yes, but it's shocking how British people couldn't be in Scotland by now and London by now. Why they just like get born, raised, worked, and die in the same city? Because I'm a person who loves traveling and to be everywhere. If I could, I could be at two places at the same time, probably. I can't call myself, unfortunately, but it's really interesting for me why people don't go outside of their city, their villages.
Or even outside of their comfort zones, because that's what
there's a whole other level.
That's a whole other level.
I know lots of people like that, that just have never been on a plane.
Are there
people out there?
There are people in my village that have never been on a plane. don't have a passport.
No, yeah. They don't have a passport.
But do you know in America, isn't it something like 85% of people in America don't have a passport?
No.
Yeah,
way.
But I figure that, yeah. But that's like a fairly larger
country than
this one. So you can go to Hawaii and back to New York. You have two different worlds that are colliding. You don't even need a passport, right?
No, there's an older gentleman on my street, on my lane, sorry, lives at the bottom of the lane. And we're pretty sure that he's certainly never been on a plane. We don't think he's ever been on a train. And we're not sure he's ever actually even left Sheffield.
No way.
But I don't think so. There are some people like that.
Such in a box.
Yeah. But I think I certainly would have travelled, but being in the army, I was able to, I've done many, many, many places. Some voluntarily and some because I had to go.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it. I love travelling. See what's out there.
So, let me have this question. If you would pick one place out of all you visited where you could go and live there, mm-hmm. I know now you're still in Sheffield, but should mm-hmm. be a reason for that. But if you could pick any place and you would have all the time in the world, all the money in the world, where would you go to live?
Sheffield.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's a proper Sheffield.
That's
boy.
Very loyal. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. So I'm very happy in Sheffield. And if you say all, you know, with all the resources in the world, then because then I want to live in Sheffield, but I'll still travel. So there's many places I've been. New Zealand, I was taken by, as a lot of people are taken by New Zealand.
Wow.
I was taken by. I lived in Muscat in Oman for 3 years.
Wow.
Loved it there, the desert, because it's got sand, it's got sea, and it's got mountains.
Beautiful.
So we loved it there. But I've always wanted to come back home. But that's because I've spent so much time away, I think.
Mm.
Ask me the same question in 5 years' time. Mm. Maybe it'll be different. But at the moment, I don't want to be anywhere else but here.
Oh, cool. Wow. Could we book a meeting in 5 years' time, please?
Get our diaries out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then the question back to you. Mm. If you had all the resources that you needed, you've been travelling extensively, I know that.
Yeah.
Where would you love to live now?
You know what I would do? I would not have a base where I would leave. I would literally just go from country to country, city from city to city. This is what I would love
proper
to do.
Nomad.
Hmm?
Proper nomad.
Proper nomad.
Because I think what can be more fascinating than actually learning so much about other cultures, other histories and just the countries and everything else, because that's just always fascinated me. Meeting new people and just having fun, lots of fun.
Mm.
But that's my idea in 5 years' time. That's why we're working really hard for that, because that's what the plan.
Just to travel.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. Yes. Well, not just to travel, to do what I do now, because I absolutely love what I do now.
Mm-hmm.
So still helping people, but my idea is to run my own seminars on a big scale and travel with my seminars around the world.
Yeah.
So helping people, still doing the job, but I don't want to call it as a job or a work, because it's a pleasure. It's my pleasure. But travel around the world, I would give anything for that. Anything.
You're working on it.
I am.
Good.
What about
come on
you,
then.
Jennifer?
Yeah, you have to answer now.
I actually do what you just said you want to do. I'm doing that right now.
Yes, you do, girl.
Yes,
you
I
actually
am.
Do.
I've got two suitcases, and I started traveling a month and a half ago. And I set out to go wherever my nose brings me. And now this morning I'm here in Sheffield. How amazing is that? And I just bring my two suitcases and I just see where I go next. And go from there.
And so have you left all of your from
panic sets in now?
Yeah, but have you sold everything and you're just traveling, or
have
you still got?
I have my apartment in Amsterdam.
You still got your life
and
in Amsterdam.
And I've got a friend of mine who's babysitting, was house sitting my place, because I don't know for how long I'm going to be gone. And he's in a situation that he needs a place to stay. So I said, here, my keys, enjoy, have fun. So he's staying there, and he loves my place. He takes care of it, so that's good. So I've got, and all my personal belongings I put in storage, so he can have a place on his own. And all I wanted to bring is in two suitcases. And this is how I work, this is how I...
And how far forward are you planning? So what do you know where you're going to be next week?
Glasgow.
That's today.
No, what about next week?
I'm actually going to Edinburgh later next week.
Oh, that's right, actually.
And in 3 weeks' time, I'm heading to Cairns in Australia. I just decided yesterday.
Yeah.
So
great place.
This is how we do it.
Are you going to do some diving there? Go to
not
the Great
sure,
Barrier Reef. Amazing.
Into water. So
it's amazing. You must.
good. I must. I've been. Good. Yeah, yeah. Check. You must. That's the thing. The moment you get, I get out of my apartment and start traveling and decided I wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. Now I met you, and now you're actually telling me that this is good to go.
Yeah.
If you stay in your own box, mm-hmm. like you said, in your own environment, how can I could have met you?
This is
how
true.
Could I get happen. To know what your experience is mm-hmm. or what your experience is and actually go with that and experience that myself?
And how would you say for what you're doing is very difficult for a lot of, so I couldn't do what you're doing because I have my wife, because I have my children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can relate to that. Yeah, that's how my
plans. So my wife and I, we talk about when the children have left home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'll do. We'll just pick things up. Yeah, hopefully,
and you'll wish for that.
Hopefully, Millifix will be successful enough allow us to just pick everything up.
Yeah.
And just for 3 months go and travel. I don't know, around India or whatever it might be.
But the thing is, you don't have to do it on a large scale or on a long scale as I'm doing it. For me, it's quote unquote easier because I don't have a partner or I don't have children at the moment, so it's easy for me to do that. It's right. But if you want to do the same thing, or it's all about the experience, it doesn't need to be month and month on end.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do it on a small scale. Mm-hmm. Grab your kids and do it for 2 weeks. Get a camper and say, let's go. Where are we going to go?
Left or right?
Yeah. Let's do it. It's all about the adventure, and it's the experience you get from it. It doesn't matter how you're going to do stuff. The reason why I'm doing this is because I know I have a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I want to meet other people with their stories.
Yeah.
And share stories. That's what I want to do.
Mm.
And experience that. And that's an adventure for me. Yes.
It must be. It must be exciting.
Yes. And connect with people. And because that's what we're here to do. To connect. To experience. And that's what I want to do.
Beautiful.
So I have no idea when I'm going to be home. In Australia, they call that they call it a walkabout.
Yeah.
You go on a walk. You don't know where. You don't know for how long. You don't know when you're going to be back. That's life, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. So, well, for me, I have to wait for my son to finish his high school.
See?
And he said recently, Mommy, I'm going to live with you forever. I'm like, you wish.
No, you
I've
are not.
I've got different plans, my darling. I hope he will never hear this.
He will.
You hope he will, yeah.
But yes, I just think, what can be better than doing this? Mm. It's just fascinating.
But you can do it. It's not about the form. It's about the essence.
Mm.
And the essence is about the experience you want to get, then bring it in whichever form fits for you.
Mm-hmm. Like we're doing now. We're just all over the place right now. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to be the biggest car straight away.
And I was sitting in a van. I didn't think about that one 3 weeks ago. That this was
I didn't know that when I woke up this morning. I was going to be sitting in a van.
Dragged into a van with all of you guys. So
And you came up to me.
Dragged, invited.
Yes. Invited.
No,
sorry.
I was
that might sound a little bit criminal.
No, I was told that pulled into the van. Yeah. I'm like,
pulled. Not sure, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, like on Tuesday morning.
Now listen to what kind of a conversation we're having. Yeah. We're having a conversation about passion, about life, about sharing that with others.
And diving in where?
Diving in Cairns in Australia.
Great Barrier Reef. Yeah.
And that's an experience as well.
What about sharks?
But you can create it in any which way.
Any little ones.
But little ones. What is little ones? No,
they still have teeth.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been a shark attack on the Barrier Reef.
See, there you go. So I'm much calmer now. Not sure.
I mean, I don't know that. But,
yes.
Oh, great. Maybe so.
Google it. But I'm pretty sure there's not been. So I think it'll be fine.
Oh,
thank you guys for this.
It's good.
Well, you'll
enjoy it.
I'm going to. I've delivered. It's really difficult for me to not engage.
Interact, yes.
Because you guys, I mean, I can see you. But obviously, they can't see who you are. So I'm going to take a picture.
Yes,
it's a really rubbishy picture, but everything else.
Yeah.
The conversation, so he's just talking about Cairns or something like this. The only thing we haven't got at the moment is something a bit more about where you're from.
Oh, seriously?
That's a deep question.
Like we
it's
have,
a deep question.
Do we have another 30 minutes with that?
You've got as much time.
What do you mean? Is it where I'm from, where I was born, what my ancestors are, what my passport is, or where do I live?
Yeah. All of those things.
Oh, you struggle with that. So I am...
We're just so intriguing, because when you listen to you, people listen to me and they immediately make assumptions.
Yes,
Olga.
Because
this is not Sheffield, is it?
No, it's not Sheffield. Well, now it's Sheffield, but it's not Sheffield, no. So Olga is a Russian name, mm-hmm. and my native language is Russian. However, I was not born in Russia. I was born in Latvia, but in a Russian family. However, my mom's family was from Belarus, and my father's parents, his mom was from Poland, and my father's dad was from Russia, Medvezhegorsk. Don't ask me where is that. That's a tiny place.
I wouldn't anyway, don't worry.
<No.
laughs> It sounds good, though. Yeah, that's the question straight away. Oh, yeah. Is it Moscow? Like, yeah. No, it's no. Not Moscow. It's like people think in UK there's only London. No, it's not. Yes, I moved to UK 10 years ago. It will be in May 10 years ago. And when I came to UK, I hardly spoke any English. It was, hi, my name is Olga, and bye. So the reason why you don't hear proper Russian accent...
That was good.
Yes, it was good, wasn't it? Yes. So when I work with children at school, I tell them, well, if you mess around with me, if you don't listen to me, you get with me in trouble. And my trouble is real trouble. They go, oh, I like this. The reason why I don't have this proper Russian anymore, because I've worked on my English quite a lot. I immersed myself into everything English. It was literally everything. And I also had a voice coach since I started doing more speaking engagements. Because I realized that I have to be more understandable. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get rid of my accent. People tell me it's quite endearing, so I want to keep it, but to be more understandable. So therefore, it's quite hard now to figure out where I came from, because it's not such a strong accent anymore. And I try my best, sorry to say, not to have Yorkshire accent, because I'm sorry, guys, because I found out if I'm going to have Russian Yorkshire accent, nobody will ever understand me.
I think that'd be understandable. Yeah, so I think it's understandable that you don't want to be not understandable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I had to work on having more London English, which I'm not sure how well I did it, but I tried my best. So that's a long story short, like Russian born in Latvia.
Do you live in Sheffield?
No. I live in Bawtry, which is south of Doncaster.
Yes,
yeah,
Bawtry.
But for 8 years I lived in Leeds. So I left Leeds for Bawtry. Don't ask me why.
Leeds, you got a bit of Leeds accent.
Leeds, yes, Leeds lass. That's right, yes.
Yeah. It's just intriguing how all that mix comes out.
Well, there's more to come in 5 years.
Yeah, okay, great, that's good. Okay, look, I'm going to, that's it. That's 17 minutes.
Is it really?
It's just
really?
Amazing how these things happen. So everyone, we started off on 5 minutes, and then everyone, so far the longest has been 29, and they said no. Thought I'd been talking for 10. So it's just this sort of kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
so there
interesting.
You go.
So
anyway.
And now you still don't know where I'm from, so that's
no,
interesting.
Well, we know, but you can do it. Well, you can say it. Go on,
tell
away.
Us,
we, just tell us. Don't. You, where are you from?
Jennifer
from Amsterdam, we know that.
Yes. You have another hour?
No.
It's easier than that. Yes, I have a French, German, Dutch background. I was born in Germany. My dad's from Curaçao. He was born in Curaçao, and he's Dutch. My mum is half French, half German, from the Alsace, where the good wine comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
No, well.
So I'm proper European, if you want to say that way.
Okay.
And I lived and worked and travelled all over the world, literally from Sydney to Beijing. To South Africa, to Antwerp, all over the place, but I always am drawn back to Amsterdam. Mm.
Oh,
so
that's my
hometown.
Absolutely.
That's where I come back to, and I always will. I feel now, but even now that I'm traveling, I always feel that I can come back to Amsterdam.
And what is it exactly you're missing in Amsterdam?
What I'm missing in Amsterdam?
Yeah,
not
why
much.
Why always come back? That's a
it's
cheeky
home,
question.
Isn't it? It's home. It is home, whether you.
It is home. It feels home.
Yeah.
Yes. If
that's
I'm on my bike in Amsterdam, I'm happy.
Yeah. And people say to me, well, you know, why did you move to back to Sheffield? You could have gone anywhere.
Yes.
So because Sheffield is what I feel is home.
Yeah, that's it. And home is where the heart is, even though you can
bring
your heart along.
Well, and also my parents are here, and I want my children to see their grandparents.
See, yeah. But that's.
But it's still home.
The rest. But it's still home.
Yeah.
That's what home is. Yes. So.
Well,
on just a very brief one, the TEDx thing. I've always been intrigued by TED because I spoke to you earlier. But are you paid to do the TEDx?
No.
Exactly.
It's all volunteer.
So So this whole entire network has come out with what's his
volunteers.
Name? Chris
Anderson.
Anderson, yes, I knew it was an A. They that was a kind of a thing a bit like this.
Mm-hmm.
Someone ideas said, well, come up with this, just get people to talk about what they do, yeah. which might be of interest.
And share their ideas.
And share their
That's
ideas, yeah.
Yes.
So this sharing bit, how do we... Cause, Ed. That's how I'm terrible on names. It was saying earlier, you know, how do you make money?
Yeah.
So I mean, the first question that goes through my head is, okay, if you're going to do all this travelling, where do you make the money
where?
To go? Where do you make it? How do you make it? You know, so you don't get, you go do your TEDx, you meet people, everything else, and you experience it. But how do you get the money to go to Cairns?
Well, the amazing thing is nowadays, with everything that's possible online, mm-hmm. I can do my coaching and the supporting of mm. my clients even online. I will have in 15 to 20 minutes time, I'm actually sitting in a car, Olga's driving, I have my headphones on, and I've got one of my clients talking to, who's going to be a speaker at a big doTERRA event in Germany, in Düsseldorf, in May. And I'm very looking forward to go and speak to him and coach him on the way that he's doing it. And this is just one of the talks we're going to have. He sent me all his material yesterday. I had to read through it because I've got Wi-Fi at Olga's place. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And this is how you do this. You just take it along. You don't have to meet people on person yes. to actually be able to support them in their mission that they're on this and sharing their story. And if you set up that well, you're fine.
I've I mean, you're teaching to the converted here. I mean, that's the whole idea of connectivity.
That's it.
You know, ideally you shrunk everything into a microcosm of a van. I used to have an office with 4,000
square feet.
Or shrink
it in a phone. That's all you need.
And you're in your phone. So you do it. That's how you do it. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're doing the same thing. Yeah, that's the kind of what we're doing with the blogs. You know, people pay a little bit. And I just need people to talk about it and link them all together. Yeah. So you and me, Ed, there's such a disparity between what we do, but the single link is that we can do what we're doing now. And if you can do your thing. So I'm inspired. My kids are a little bit older than Ed's, so I've kind of gone beyond that. So we're looking for the same idea now. What do you want to do next? But there's always a homing thing. I always come back to Sheffield. I've been to Cairns and done all that. And you come back.
Because that's where you feel at home.
You
come back.
And it's a basic thing. Even if you feel like you want to travel, like, you know, you say, what do you want to do in 5 years' time? Or whatever it is. I still come back here and run around the Peak District, which you've discovered what it's all about.
I know.
And it makes you feel good. But it doesn't mean I don't have this hankering to go out and travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got, we don't use bucket lists, but I have an idea of places I want to go to. And you know, I was just as a final thing on here, because I was looking at pictures of Everest. I climb, and there was a picture at 28,000 feet of a continuous train of people.
Yeah.
They were queuing up to get on the summit.
Wow.
There were 200 summiteers that day.
Wow.
And 200 of them were queuing. Now, that to me is the world's worst. Why would anybody climb? Why would you do that? I go up on top of Kinderscout, which is our local hill. I'm on my own, and I'm in my own element, whatever it might be, and I get more out of that than I would if he stood up on top of Everest.
Wait,
depends how you go. Depends, because you don't have to queue. You don't have to queue. I'm going to Mount Everest in November with expedition. Yeah,
are
but
you?
That will be personal development and climbing mountains.
But you're not going to the summit, are you?
No, they
were queuing to get to the summit.
This is
the summit, but you don't have to.
You can
go
base
camp to get to the mountain.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. So, are you traveling to Nepal?
Mm?
Are you traveling to Nepal?
No.
So, what in October, November? Then, what are you doing?
Going to the Mount Everest.
Okay.
Oh, what did I say? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I hope you are going to Nepal.
Otherwise, I hope so. Otherwise, it must be very interesting where you're at.
My idea is
actually
going to Mount Everest.
You're going to go to Mount Everest. You're going to
just check that expedition company's selling you the right trick.
Yes. No, I just, for a second, I had them in two different locations. No, that's right. Yes.
Okay, so you're traveling to the base camp.
Yes.
Okay. With friends? Why are you doing that?
With friends, because, well, we got all together and we just decided to organize a personal development mountain climbing experience to Mount Everest, because it's a dream for many people to do that, and now we're just getting people together. It'll be personal development. We're going to do lots of coaching, lots of things to do with yourself, your life, and climbing mountain at the same time, so you overcome the challenge of climbing the mountain as well as you step out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
Yeah, so do something like that in November. It's all about the experience.
Yeah,
it's all about the experience. How are you going to do this?
I've got to go, yeah. We've
got 25 minutes now. We're going to stop it now.
I've really got to shoot. I'm going to be in a meeting at 10.
Exactly.
But it was a great chat.
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you both.
Quick
picture, right?
Oh, picture. Yes, I always forget the picture.
Come on.
Where's my phone gone?
Where's the exit?
Where's my phone? There you go.
In front of the van. Come on.
In front of the van. I need my phone.
I've got a phone, so use mine. Sounds interesting with dresses and vans.
Have you lost your phone, have you?
Yeah, I've lost my phone.
It's not.
Oh, here it is.
Got it. Yeah.
I knew I'd put it somewhere.
Should we close the door?
So yes, you can close the door.
So
yes.
You have to.
And the picture.
I will. It'll all go on. Yes. Your.
Possible? Could you even do that today? Send me the picture.
It won't go up today. It's going to what we're going to do.
At least pictures. Is...
Send me the picture. That would be great because
I'm
working on Instagram as well. So.
Oh right.
I'd love
to
share what you're up to and.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
If you go on there, it's got zulon.com. And then if you search around on there, you come on the Seventh Wave, and just explore.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting. And the blogging bit, if you go onto the blog. Aha.
WhatsApp on the number, which is just there.
Yeah, send us a picture.
I'll send you it now, yes.
Good.
And
that would be great.
Got,
awesome. Then we can post it straight away.
See, I wouldn't have recognised you from that photo.
I know. Just recently I got this, and I did my photo shoot already.
What's this?
Fringe, yeah.
Oh,
so
fringe.
I did already my photo shoot. And
Can I have that one as well? Was that there? Because then I remember
you. That's my very, very last one.
I don't know what I've done with the others.
That would be great if I.
You see, I've just said, obviously, I wouldn't know what your surnames are from our conversations.
Yes.
It's but now after this. So let's put it in. Right, excellent. Good. I shall send that picture now.
Beautiful.
Broken my phone. I'm doing this. I put some new trousers on. I normally have a thing that does that.
Ah,
really?
So it's unusual now.
Yeah, so I keep losing it. I've done it all today.
You'll be fine.
Anyway,
thank you
excellent.
For this.
Don't worry. Have
it was
a good
pleasure.
Day.
Yes, thank you so
too.
Much. Well,
yes.
You
sure,
take care.
We'll talk soon. Cheers
yeah.
then.
All right.
Bye then.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you on the move?
Yeah, you all right? I've seen this here a couple of times. Are you
yes.
all right? Just not to put it in front of the unit. We have got people in, so people parking.
I spoke to Mark. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I know Mark as well.
Can I? We'll move it. When okay. Can we bring it here early, or is it just on Tuesdays? Is that a problem?
It's all the time, really.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because okay. you're the band here, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
But
we've
got another band in today as well. They've got a van, and we
brilliant.
Have to put it in there. So you've got a couple of hours. They're not until 11, so.
No, I'm going in a few minutes. Anyway,
okay, cool.
So I just want to talk to Mark.
But yeah, just for future, because I don't want some random
no, no,
band
no, no,
dudes
no,
come
no,
knocking
no,
on
no,
you.
Absolutely not. No, we'll make it. We'll come here on Tuesdays.
You're probably safer there, or
what I might do is actually, you know,
or Nigel, yeah,
Nigel there. He's big into vans and stuff.
Yeah,
I spoke to him. I'll probably park there next week.
Sounds
good.
I'm sure it's fine. Just.
That's okay. So what's I'm Martin. You're
Matt.
Matt, right?
Yeah,
okay, nice to meet you. Okay, we'll just. I'll be moving.
All right,
I'll
talk to you there.